Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Umpa Lumpa. I want you to get me an Umpa Lumpa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Umpa Lumpa now!
Can it, you nit!
Be careful, Veruca. Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Ah, yes, and welcome to another edition of the Satirically Challenged Show for May 7th, 2018, at Monday. Yeah, we know it's Monday. Anyway, with me around this table are Driz and Johnny.
Hey, people.
Hello, we're back. So, tonight, to cover tonight's, segments. We call them segments around here because, well, we're a satire show. Yes, we are the Satirical Challenge Show. We are presented by AMC Press & Co. Yes, we are the number one satirical news program in the world with 65,000 and counting, which provides uncensored numerous news on numerous topics. And so if you're listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio, don't fear. We're on iTunes, we're also on Stitcher and Google Play. Go get us there. You can also find us on our website at amcpressandco.com or on our Twitters at TSCSpod and AMC Press News on Twitter. And we're also on Instagram as well. Now, to get to the topics and the fun bits. So, on tonight's show, we have Twitter bans, and Twitter, ever since 2 weeks ago, is basically banning, or said it had a glitch of banning the word thank you. Now, we'll get into that. Also, Amazon wants to teach kids manners. We'll see how that goes. And also, in terms of finality for the night, or we may switch this up a bit. We'll see how disabled people and disabled actors in Australia are finding it to basically cope with many people dealing with the issue of accessibility. So that is exactly what's for tonight. So just for you guys that go, wait, what's for tonight? What did you say? Yeah, that's for tonight. And Pinkhood will be back on Wednesday. And Greenhood will be back next Monday. So after Mother's Day. So, shall we crack in, gentlemen? I think we should.
Let's go.
It's time. Monday and Twitter and banning people. Let's just say banning people from Twitter for saying thank you. In the old world with parents, it's always a polite thing, right? Guys? Yeah?
Of course, it's always been considered polite to say thank you.
It's politeness, right? So just saying thank you for sharing or liking the comment can actually get you in trouble on Twitter. It's not just the 5-count word limit or the other thing that, or anything else. It's everything to do with everything that appears as kindness, all right? So we on the show have unfiltered, you know, news. That's what we're known for. So thank you to us is a thank you. But it also can mean a variant amount of things. Driz, what do you think it means?
Yeah, it means a whole bunch of choice words. Choice words that we have no problem using. More like screw you, F you.
Those are two, but I can think of another one.
Yeah, there's a whole library of choice words.
Yeah, it's a shitload, right? So basically, So now we're going to unhinge our jaws for a few minutes. Like, we don't unhinge our jaws around here, but in polite society, the jaws are just left, right? Yeah. So thank you in Twitter speak could mean in a, in parlance, it could mean no. Could mean definitely. Could also mean we'll see about that. Could mean you're wrong. Could mean many other things. It could mean thank you. I need to go get my ears shut now. Also, it could mean
I'll go feed the dog.
I'll go feed the dog or my cat. I'll start. Yeah, I will start abandoning. I will start abandoning Twitter to go do my chores, said the person who doesn't know Twitter. I will start going to, instead of saying thank you, I'll go immediately to the library and use every reference to the book of every slang word of thank you, instead of thank you, replacing it with ... you know, it's not even... And they're saying only on Twitter is this necessary, which got me wondering, which is it necessary on Facebook?
Well, with all the scandals of privacy, I don't think we need any more warnings or advisories against saying thank you on Facebook particularly, because Facebook already has its own problems with the security.
Right, Facebook got caught, and we just did. If you didn't listen to our 4-part series on Zuckerberg and Facebook, go listen to it. It's a great listen. But also, really, the fact is that Twitch is being stupid. And then at the end of it, they said, "Oh yeah, it was a glitch." How can you say it's a glitch when it immediately will lock up your account?
And that's the thing.
That's funny to us. That's really funny to us. You know, because unfiltered language, Johnny boy.
He probably wants to go feed a fish or something.
Go do something. but honestly, I think that really. The funnier thing is you can't even say, oh, you know, display kind of a thing.
I mean, society has... It's
a societal norm, as people would call it. You know?
Yeah, societal norm, which has this kind of hidden up in our feelings, because when someone does something nice for us, like, for example, hold the door open for us when we walk into a store, or when the bus driver sits inside the bus and opens the door for us and we don't say thank you, then them feel offended. It makes the people that did something nice for us feel offended because they just treated us like we don't exist.
But wait a second. If you don't know something, like, for example, right, if you're autistic or non-verbally autistic, right, and you immediately walk away from a person, it's considered rude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back-talking to a person, ruder. Spitting in a person's face, rudest, right? But, yeah, it is... It's also just not... It's not funny, but it could be considered inconsiderate, you know,
mm-hmm.
right? But yet, people don't find it inconsiderate, or people find it highly inconsiderate, but yet, in other countries, thank you could be used as, you said thank you? And the other one just goes away. You know, social
mm-hmm.
norms. It's all social norms. Yet, people seem to think that social norms have actually gone out the window. You know,
it has in recent years.
Social norms in terms of people with autism are so they're not inaccessible. They're just, well, it means I can do whatever I want because everybody's paying, you know, for it. Right? You read
mm-hmm.
a newspaper and societal norms will say it's not black and white. People with autism will say it is black and white. Please tell us more. You know, and Twitter will say it's all blue.
Twitter is always if it's the blue. Twitter. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Right?
It is a thing. It is a thing with societal norms not being the way that we used to. We used to say thank you for the most smallest things, but now it's like the phrase
right.
thank you
I mean,
has kind of been just phased out.
Right. I mean, I think the word thank you, it's kind of, it's phased out, but like other words of gratitude in terms of saying thank you, saying
what?
Thank you.
My pizza just ordered. I'll be right back.
Your pizza just ordered. Okay. Right. So, pizza ordering. Anyway, that's a new way to say thank you. So, honestly, I think...
Hello?
Yes. Johnny, where
okay.
have you been?
Here I am.
Yeah, where have you,
you
been?
Know, technology can be such a... sometimes.
You mean bitch?
Yeah.
You know...
I didn't realize I was quiet on that one.
You were. We went, Johnny, are you even here? But anyway...
Okay,
here's right, thing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, good.
Now I'm here.
I'm glad you're back. Are you munching yet? I mean,
yeah.
I guess thank you could be, you know. And then there's Amazon, right? So Amazon loves, as we started in our last episode.
So Blog Talk, thank you.
Well, Blog Talk, thank you, but also Blog Talk, thank you.
The alternate, thank you.
I know. Thank you for booting me out. But also, as we said, Amazon is banning kids, right? So Alexa, right? Alexa, we all know Alexa. We all love Alexa because Alexa's unfiltered. Alexa will tell you exactly when to do stuff and what time to do stuff, right? So will Google. Google will basically say, oh, yes, would you like help with that? Except I can't humanly lift 800 pounds. Why? Because I'm a computer. But so, yeah, I mean, also, Driz.
Yes, sir?
I mean, like, the fact is that, so, ordering up a pizza is a thing of thank you. It's also a kind gesture. But if you order a pizza from Amazon, don't expect Alexa to go, how would you like that pizza? Expect her to go...
That'll be kind of creepy. I'd be definitely creeped out.
I mean,
I'd be creeped out if Alexa showed up on my doorstep with a sausage pizza.
See,
How did it know
that my, you know, does it, when you sign up, does it take your preferences and say, oh yes, I'll have one of that, yes, can I get a sausage pizza from Domino's, or wait, no, better, Pizza Hut, delivered to my door at promptly 6 p.m. Yes, you can. But yet, people are finding it...
Or somewhere even better.
Or somewhere even better than that. Yet, people are actually finding it funny. Take, like, teenagers for a second, right? We're out of shit, right? So, you go to the store and get shit, right? Get shit. And then, also, yet, we're out of Tide Pods. Alexa reminds you that you ordered them last week, right?
I mean, she has a very good memory when it comes to ordering stuff for you. After all, she is your servant.
Well, servant, yes, but also assistant. You know, you forget to feed the dog. Alexa's there. Except
remind you to feed that dog.
You can't tell Alexa how much you're going to feed the dog or how much to feed the dog because, well, it doesn't know measurements, or maybe it does. We haven't tested it yet. Yet there's a lot of other things, you know, that, you know, kids, I think what they're talking about is Echo Kids, right? So Amazon or Alexa is rewarding kids for being polite, and the kid-friendly software is called the Magic Word. So people who say please before giving a command, it's supposedly to warn, respond to a worried parent of, well, please and thank you. Say please. No, I don't want to say please. I don't have to, like...
It's funny because I said thank you to the pizza delivery man.
Did you?
And he said...
He
nearly gave me a big hug, but I was like, okay, you're taking it a little bit too far. I just said thank you.
yet this
like
magic...
He wanted to give me an award or something.
Right, but yet this magical feature is a $2.99 prescription or subscription a month with loads of children-appropriate content, including TV shows, videos, books, free time, which will be made available on May 9th, which includes Echo products without a screen, which includes Echo Plus, Echo Dot, Echo Kids Edition, which was announced today, starting at $80. See, this is where they get you. Thank you is not free, right? Thank you is not free.
No, it isn't.
Thank you.
Except for the press nowadays.
Right. Thank you comes with $99 a month on the wall. $99 a month. Take one down.
Wait a little bit. Wait, going.
And wait a little bit.
Wait a little bit. Like, wait a little bit. Then it'll become $119 a month. Right, $119 a year. Boy, I messed that up.
Right, no. But $119,000 a year. Think of how many.
Still a good price.
Yes, but think of how much money you will save by saying thank you for a price.
I'll say thank you for $3.
You know how much money I would have right now if I said thank you to everyone that did a service for me? Wonderful service?
Right.
I'd be rich. I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah. You know, the fact is, like, for example, free time, it says, we'll set limits of when children can use the speaker so they don't stay up till night talking to their robot friend. If your child is bored, then they can ask the speaker to tell it a joke. Okay, right.
Yeah.
So, it's just like Siri, folks. So, basically, Siri will, if you go and say, tell me a joke, it will go
two
for
iPhones,
the worst knocking.
Two iPhones walk into a bar. A genius bar.
Or a grown-up one would be an iPhone walks into a bar and orders a digital drink. But, yeah, I mean, it's not funny. It's funny in the fact that, yeah, on top of all these additions, there's going to be a load of parental controls blocking explicit music. Now, we all know that if a kid has an iPod Mini, yeah, we're dating ourselves, but if it has an iPad or whatever, they can access whatever they want, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, they can access endless material, videos, movies.
Yet they fail to include. They fail to include something, Driz, which is the adult features have kid-friendly consequences, such as...
Yeah. The adult features...
I will be staying up tonight. No, you can't make me go to bed. If you make me go to bed, I will kill you. Yet how can you kill an inanimate object? You can't. You know... You can't. You know... Yet... It's funnier in the fact that... I mean, Triss, what do you think of this?
This whole Amazon thing is creeping me out, especially when now Amazon wants to teach kids manners. wants to teach kids to say thank you, teach kids to be respectful of their elders. And before you know it, next thing you'll hear of Amazon is that Amazon will be teaching kids to ride bikes.
If Amazon taught a kid to ride a bike, the last thing you would hear from a kid is, I got my training wheels. You know? Yeah.
See, I got my training wheels. I got them from Amazon.
Look, Mom, I got my training wheels from Amazon.
And the lip balm basically...
How to ride a bike.
And yet, the lip balm basically said, that's not my problem. Your chapped lips are my problem. Anything else, it's just extra. You could say, Tide Pods, I actually got my thing clean. Good for you. You know. In a different scenario, Boy Scouts can also, and Girl Scouts can also order, Siri, I need some kindling. I can't help you with that. You know.
Like you ask for a Kindle.
I deliver you a Kindle in the middle of the woods. In the middle of the woods, saying
Amazon Santa.
Boom, you got a new Amazon tablet.
Exactly. You know,
no, not Kindle, kindling.
Right. And the kindling, it's like Kindle? No. So if it were Kindle, then it would be 100 Kindles on a bonfire and nobody would be safe. Start running now. you know, there's other things. The price of a Kindle or an iPad is so high. They're like, I want a million of these. And soon they will find out if they actually have any responsibility in them that that's just not possible. I'm sorry. You know? Yeah. So, I mean, if we're going to cover that, but yeah, to switch gears for a second, right? So, Australia, the land of kangaroos, very good food, very good everything, and beautiful, beautiful scenery, also has something to do with disabled performance and accessibility, as we mentioned at the top of the program. Fact is that performers with disabilities, us, you know, we use Skype. We also use a variety of things over at AMC Press and Going. And we use the net a lot. But the fact is that people with disabilities are now seen so much more in art and TV than they were 10, 20 years ago, right? 10, 20 years ago, if you saw a disabled person, it was them being chased down by somebody, you know?
Yeah, they were chased down and they were being up for just being who they are with disabilities. They basically couldn't live themselves because they lived in fear of being attacked.
Right.
But nowadays it's different.
Nowadays there's much more stuff. The thing is that now there's an appearance activist at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. Now, this is rather recently, in about a week ago. It's still fresh, but it may have been reported. And if it has, and if it's the first time you're hearing this, you can go to abc.net.au and look at performance with disabilities that reflect the state of the access in Australia's arts. Fact is that many people finally are getting a glimpse of what disabled acting is. We know that in the States there was just a play called Amy and the Orphans on Broadway, and about 2.5 years ago, Curious Incident for the Dog in the Nighttime, which is great. But besides the fact that you had have a rest between performances of wide doorways, ramps, accessible bathrooms, backstage, that's a big deal for people with accessibilities, a big deal for us. The fact is that there are several performers. One, Eric Kylan, who's a spoken word performer, and, you know, people are failing on the most basic levels, which is allowing the performers to actually get on stage. A lot of them will have access, wheelchair access for the audience, but not performers. So there's no way for them to get on stage, and there's no backstage, right? The biggest issue is that when he's not well enough to even go out, this means that Kyan can't always attend full rehearsals and often works from home, right? And we're big advocates of Skype because that's how we use to, or phones or anything that is really accessible to us to actually make it easier to handle our jobs, right? It's a social mode, right, Johnny? What do you think about this?
I mean, I can work from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, right. And the fact is that, you know, when we were younger, it was always, oh yeah, you're lazy. No, we're not lazy. We're actually sitting behind computers coding and doing stuff for the show, right? So that's an example of what we do here. There's a lot of heavy lifting we do here. But yet, there is, in theater, there is more things that don't actually reflect, like, they're not exactly accommodating, right? So they're not willing, they're willing to do it for an audience because they're paying to see the person. Well, how about the performer, right? In the fact that really, Crippings, which is a, we're not sure what Crippings is, but it's a, we think it's a theater company. That is a rare example of a company implementing the best practices. Not many groups are willing to perform, put forth the effort to work with disabled performers. And when you find ones that do, you cling on to them for dear life because of the fact that, A, we know what we need. They don't, you know. And then B, Anne-Marie Bello, who is in plenty of productions, except there was one problem. She lost her hearing, much of her hearing, at age 14 and regularly performed in major musicals up until 2006 when she was asked an audition when she had any hearing loss, right? And the answer was affirmative. And then she never got a call back. You know, and stopped on every single line of every single audition form was that question. And so she had to stop singing musical theater. And so she started wearing hearing aids, but no one knew she was deaf before, but now you can see it. And the fact is that you can't see autism. Oh, wait, you can see autism if it's nonverbal, low functioning. In high functioning, it's a lot harder to see that.
Well, it's not immediately obvious.
Exactly. Like, people always, you know, whether I'm in New York or I'm in London or I'm somewhere in the middle of America, people always come up to me and say, oh, I didn't know you were autistic. And I always have to say to them, yes, I am autistic. I'm smarter than you.
There's no shame in saying that you're autistic.
There's no shame whatsoever.
No, there isn't. But for some people who are rather ill-informed, there is a shame in kind of admitting it, like, we did wrong. But yet, Bella recently returned to the musical theater after a long hiatus, playing a key role in the Haynes Theater's production of In the Heights. And the production team worked with Bella to make all the changes needed to ensure the sound in the performance was safe for her to hear. And this musical is the first musical where they were like, we'll make this work, rather than feeling it was a hindrance. And it means the world to us, because that means that it's not just a thing of, yeah, we'll get to it, right? Yet, you know, people with disabilities can do amazing things. We can be tutors, we can be satirists, we can be funny, we can support causes that they want to do. But also, Michael Hodo, who's a longtime member of Adelaide's Restless Dance Theatre, has given a lot of chance to dance, and everyone has a lot of faith in him. And also, dance has been formative for Huddle and allows me to show my personality and passion and feel comfortable on stage. And now that he's a tutor for the Restless, which he's been able to share his skills and passion for younger people with disabilities, it means the world to him being a tutor. I mean, if you're a tutor with a mental disability, there are many organizations that would need your help. And we will try and find some and list them on our website or on our Twitter, so that you can contact them. Buddies is definitely one that we would support. And that's for Learning Differences, and the Autistic Society is another one. But also, the fact is, they also cover in this, who has the right to tell the stories? It's certainly not people who think that, it's certainly not people who stand in front of courtrooms saying, oh yes, I know their story just by the factors of their reports. It's not. Because if it was, then Driz, you'd be doing this every day, right?
Of course, I'd be doing this for the rest of my life and enjoying it.
Right, but if you were in front of a courtroom and you saw somebody in a suit, you know, going, oh yeah, I'm going to tell the story of the autistic person, even though I'm not autistic, what would you say?
If I wasn't... Say again?
If you were the person who was watching the suit tell the person who has a disability to just stand there and I will tell... The suit will tell your story, what would you think?
I would feel kind of embarrassed because, I mean, me as an autistic person, I would definitely enjoy one of my voices to be heard in the courtroom.
Right, and the fact is that, you know, Johnny, what do you think? What would you think?
Like, let me tell my story.
Exactly, like, chill, you know, we actually have voices, for God's sake. Oh, wait, we don't have voices in terms of the law. Wrong. So, if we tell Suri or... everybody else to go fuck ourselves. Is that our voice? Yes, it's our voice. But also, the fact is that...
We're saying it because we mean it. We
right.
mean it. Yeah. We don't hold back.
Right, and the
we
fact
don't
is...
We don't hold back our feelings, we're just brutally honest.
Yeah, and the fact is if we're brutally honest, and, you know, I've had people say the world won't conform to you, and I'm like, actually, it will, because of what I do and how I do it, you know. So Scott Price is another person in this article who describes him proudly as an autistic artist, which means that he has a lot to improve upon, but it's still a long ways to go in terms of people of the psychology of people. Why do people do the things they do, right? And the fact is that it's like blackface, right? When you get a lawyer to tell your story instead of the person, unless you're in a legal case, instead of the person actually telling it, come on, be real. Really, you know, let us tell our story instead of you going and saying, oh, you can't tell your story because the law's hinging on it. Come on. It's a stigma. You have to get over the stigma. Over the stigma. That's why we exist. Okay? We exist.
We exist because we have a voice.
Exactly. We exist. We have a voice. Every person who's... And the last thing is... being taken seriously. The fact is that traditionally, theater and dance have been concerned with acceptable shapes and sizes, that is to say people who are thin, tall, but yet the itinerary in performing is inclusion, right? So if we only hired people who didn't come from other... backgrounds, right? We would be wrong in doing that, right? But yet, look up these people, Twitter them, or tweet at them. Tell them we mentioned them on the show. Their names are Emma J. Hawkins, who's an actor and circus performer who has a serious issue with performance for disabilities. And look up her thing, her show, which is The Real and the Imagined History of the Elephant Man, which was at Melbourne's Matt House Theatre. Also, Daniel Monks, who is another disabled actor, who was nominated for Green Woman Award for for Joseph Merrick's titular role, The Elephant Man. But yet, initially the role was given to an able-bodied actor. In this case, it's called Cripping Up, right? Because they're not going to support people with disabilities, right? So they'll get a neurotypical person to play somebody who's disabled, who's not really disabled, which we don't advocate. And the other thing is that all around the world, you will find people, actors like ourselves, even though it's just our voices. When you meet us in person, yeah, it's a different matter. But fact is, it's unacceptable to, in Australia's fringe festivals, also in any fringe festival in the world, to do that. And if you find somebody is doing that, then report them, use the ADA, use your form of the ADA, make it known.
Call the cops.
No, don't call the cops. Call the ADA cops. Better call.
Call my mommy. Call my mother.
No, don't call your mother. Well, call your mother if she's a... Because your mom can't help with ADA laws. Call a lawyer who understands ADA laws. You know,
That's better call.
Yeah. Call a lawyer who understands ADA laws. Call a lawyer who understands disability rights. And put them together and make them talk to each other. You'll achieve a lot. And, you know, do that. But also, look up this article. Look up these quotes. Look up these artists. And tell them we sent you. Yeah. But also, a brief mention, at least for our topics for Wednesday. So, apparently, there is a Kickstarter out there for a Georgia Tech professor who has worked on musical robots for years, but also after drummer Jason Barnes asked him to create a prosthetic that would help him perform again, Weinberg began experimenting with new technology. And so that's all we can give you because we don't have enough time to actually report on it. Just know that this will probably be the first segment on...
The first attention...
First segment on Wednesday. And then after Wednesday... Shove it to Wednesday. And then after Wednesday, we will have... we have new interns coming in. New blood coming in for the show. So the quality of the show, in case you hear it on an iPhone or an iPad, that we don't hear you correctly, don't worry, that's getting fixed. As well as staff is improving, and if you have any questions about, you know, if you want to join us, tweet at us at AMC Press News or TCS Pod or on Facebook under AMC Press and Go. And so subscribe if you like us, please give us a rating or review and tell us how much you love us and come back because we do this every Monday. Well, tell your friends and also...
And your mama.
And your mama. Tell anybody who likes comedy and satire and wants to hear it from disabled people. Do that. We have some very fun things coming up. So starting in June, which is a month from now, we're just warning you, that starting in June, we'll only be on Mondays. And then we'll return back to that in August, to the Monday and Wednesday schedule. But,
because I want to spend some time on a beach somewhere.
Well, Johnny wants to spend time on the beach. We want to spend time doing stuff, but don't worry. There will
Johnny
be more
needs a vacation, so yeah.
Well, Johnny needs a vacation. We all need a vacation. But at the same time, we're not going anywhere. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Till then, folks. Good night.
Good night.
Oop. Technology.